Hey, Trevor.
Hey, Michelle. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just lovely. How about you?
I'm a little... You know what? My belt is two sizes smaller today.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
not even sure I want to know how you managed that.
Well, it's kind of an elastic. It's stretchy.
No.
So. Okay. But it's smaller. It's two sizes smaller than it was last week.
Wait.
When I had to wear a suit. Or the other time I had to wear a suit.
Last year?
Mm. Do you know Alexander Hamby?
Alexander Hamby.
Yeah, Alexander, and his wife.
I have to take notes.
Charisse Hamby.
Charisse Hamby. Oh wow, Trevor has a new name.
You don't know Alexander and Charisse Hamby?
I do not know Alexander and Charisse Hamby.
Well, let me tell you. Hold on, we got to thank our sponsors.
Oh, we have sponsors again?
Oh, we don't. Beautiful, beautiful Beaver Lake Lodge.
Absolutely beautiful Beaver Lake Lodge. We don't know where we'd be without them.
Topps baseball cards.
Oh, that's a new one.
Topps baseball cards. If you're looking for premium cards of premium heritage, you and your boy will are here, or your daughter will. Enjoy nothing more than. Actually, that's not true. Actually, don't buy. I'm fired. They're no good.
Okay.
I hate them. They're selling like a stack of baseball. Like you get like a suitcase of baseball cards. It's like $2,000, $6,000, or like.
I didn't know that.
No, it's ridiculous. They've made a racket out of the whole thing. Okay. Don't buy any Topps baseball. Okay, they're fired.
They're fired. That was the.
Hey, now, if you want to get.
I think that's a new record. I think that's our shortest sponsor ever.
Shortest. Anyway, if you want some baseball cards, go on the eBay and buy a box 87 Topps or 89 Donruss for like $12. That'll be very like $3,000 for a box of cardboard. Like, this is absolutely. It's totally retarded. Am I allowed to say that? Mm-mm. No? Okay, it's totally ridiculous.
There you go.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Okay. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Hey, what do you want to talk about tonight, Chuck? Hey,
I don't know. Topps isn't a sponsor.
Nope.
Hey, Alexander Watson.
Alexander Watson?
No, he invented the light purple.
The white purple?
Yeah, it's different than the white bulb. Okay. What are we talking about?
Alexander Watson. No, there was...
You're writing some stuff down.
Well, I have to write stuff down because I can't. I'm slow.
That's not the point here, Michelle.
Alexander Watson and Joe Hamilton.
Oh, Joe Hamilton. Now, we're going to... I'm going to focus on Joe Hamilton.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know who Andrew Hamilton was?
No.
Well, anyway, this was his brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one thing about the Hamiltons is they like to live in the hills.
Okay.
Right.
Any specific hills?
Yeah, like in Ohio.
Oh, the Ohio Hills. Ohio is...
The hills of Ohio. Now, one thing about Ohio is it says high in the middle and round on both ends.
Yes, it is!
Yeah.
Don't.
So, Alexander Hamilton.
Wait, we really need some drum, like, drum and cymbal sound effects going on here.
No, really, the important thing about Alexander Hamilton.
No, Joe.
Joe Hamilton was his wife.
Oh, Martha?
Mm-mm.
Oh. No, Charisse.
Charisse. We already covered this, right? We already talked about Charisse.
No, you just mentioned her earlier.
Yeah, Charisse Hamilton. Now, one thing.
And I actually remembered, which I don't know how that happened.
Now, Alexander, he wasn't particularly good at anything.
Wait, Joe?
Joe, Alexander, any of them. She was married to both of them.
Okay.
But she got over it.
Yeah, she got over it. You know, I have a friend that said she doesn't go to first weddings because she doesn't believe in them.
Oh, that's a, you know, it's kind of a good policy. But it's also very pessimistic.
Ooh, look at him throwing out the vocab.
Look, you got a words, man. I got words for days.
Oh, yes, I'm well aware.
No, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I got all kind of words for days.
All kinds of words.
Friday. Sabbath. Shabbos. I got like all kind of. You don't even know all the words I got for days.
Okay.
You don't want to get into this.
No.
I got but too
you're
many
taking
words.
Us there.
No, what are we talking about here?
Charisse and Joe Hamilton.
Oh, Charisse.
Yeah.
Right. And Joe? Mm-hmm. And she already got over Andrew? Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyway, so she was married. Charisse was married to Andrew.
Watson?
Hamilton. Oh, I thought we were at Hamilton's.
Oh, Andrew Hamilton. Yes.
Charisse was married to Andrew Hamilton.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And... Now, let me tell you about Andrew Hamilton and why Charisse didn't stay with him.
Yes, tell me.
Now, Andrew Hamilton tried to he was an inventor.
Yeah.
He actually has one of the first, like, patents registered with the United States Patent Office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I want to ask what that patent was?
Yeah, it was a two-story kayak.
Oh, nice.
Now, the problem with now you've been in a kayak.
I have.
Right? Yes. And when you're in a two-story, there's a problem. It's not going to work. Because there's a big fat guy on top of the other guy, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to tip over.
Yeah.
And so, that guy, he's like, I want to go run for president or something.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm out. I don't like hanging out with you anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she said. You're not really smart. Yeah. I was fooled.
You just want to be a politician.
Yeah. You just wanted to pet. And then she was like, I'm out with your two-story kayak thing.
Right.
Which was a good move.
Good call on her part. Yeah.
And then she thought about it, right?
Oh. Okay.
Charisse did.
Charisse thought about this. Wait, she thought about the two-story kayak.
Yeah. No, not God bless it. The freaking, we're over that. We're not even talking about.
Okay. Did she rethink her marriage?
No, she her whole life, Michelle. Her whole life.
Oh, she rethought her whole life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can relate to that.
Like, you're going to marry some guy that's making two-story kayaks? Would you ever... Who's going to do...
I'm not going to ask you that question.
No one makes a freaking... It's a stupid idea. Anyway. So, Charisse.
Charisse.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know what... Colleander is...
Colleander?
Yeah.
It's like a green flower plant thing.
Ah, your people know this.
My people.
Your Indian nation, Cherokee.
Oh, because of my shaman ancestry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a shaman, everyone. He just continues to believe.
So your coleander, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a whole white flower, That may or may not be true.
Okay.
And it grows in a grove, which no one knows what. Anyway, it grows.
And
they eat it or something. Yeah. I don't know. They eat it. They make it a tea. I don't know what they do. Okay. This is, I'm asking you.
Coleandre.
Yeah.
That's how we call it.
Okay.
The coleandre.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. You can do different things. It's similar to a dandelion, except it's much taller.
Yeah, it's white.
Yes.
So Cherie's.
Yeah.
Invested big time in this coleander.
Okay.
Right, and then after did with the two-story kayak. Yeah. And she said, you know what? I'm going to make a life for myself. And then, for her. But she already had a kid.
Okay.
And his name was Larry.
Of course it was.
Right? And she didn't like him.
So is this Larry Hamilton again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she didn't like him.
Okay.
She didn't like her own kid.
I mean.
And she was upfront about that.
Oh, wow.
He would get distracted by, like, any kind of flying ball.
Fire trucks.
Upside down nuns. It just is totally.
Fishing.
Yeah. Just like robots that weren't wearing pants. Anyway. And she was like, hey, you know, this, like, I don't like him.
Okay.
That's Larry.
Poor Larry.
That's Larry. No, that's different than Lori.
Yeah. Was that her daughter?
Hey, oh, yeah. Officially.
Were they twins? Larry and Lori?
No. They weren't twins. Okay. Lori was older.
Oh, okay.
They found her on a boat.
Okay, and adopted her?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she beat up Larry a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not the point. It's not the point.
Oh, I missed the point again.
The point is, okay, so she went in a boat, right?
Cherise.
Yes. Down the freaking Nevada River. Mm. It's not called that anymore. It's called something.
The famous Nevada River.
Yeah. The one that's drying up.
Yeah.
I don't know how she got over there, but she went over there in a boat.
Okay.
Like a little rowboat.
Yeah.
Not like a big boat.
Yeah.
Not everyone has a big boat, Michelle. Some people have small.
Is it like a Piro?
Yeah, it's like a. Like. What? A small.
Hero.
I don't know what you're saying. It's small. It's like a rowboat.
Okay. A rowboat.
Yeah.
Goes down the Nevada River, the rowboat.
No, it's not called the Nevada River. It's called something else. Anyway, so they went over there. I don't know how she got over there. You have to ask
her. She portaged her Piro.
Yeah, she went over there. Anyway, so she got mad, right?
Apparently.
You know why?
Because.
You know why she was mad?
Why was she mad, Chubber?
Because this horse crap patent on a two-story thing that her ex-husband came up with.
Yeah. Wouldn't allow her to float down the river.
Huh? No, she didn't want to float down the river in a two-story boat. She didn't want anything. Who would want that freaking. Who would even want it? That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Forget the patent.
All right.
No, this guy. Anyway, so she went over there. To Oregon.
Oregon. Yes.
Nevada River. Whatever it's called.
Okay.
And that's how she discovered the Grand Canyon. American hero.
Yes.
Because she went up northwest and then got in her thing and then, call. Hey, where's the phone? We haven't invented one yet, Graham Bell. I gotta call Teddy Roosevelt here's the Grand Canyon. Boom, pow. That's how we got national parks. The end.
Yes!
National parks.
American history.